This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Okay, we had some fun. We had some fun, but it's done.
Yeah, I'm glad.
It's done now.
Yeah.
The fun is over.
The fun is done.
Producer Michael's just joined us in the studio.
Hi.
No. Can you not hear this?
No, yeah, I can. Yeah. The fun's I'm breaking done. The tension.
Yeah, I enjoy Michael being here because it makes me feel like I'm less of in the principal's office, or at least I'm in here with my friend.
Not right now, you're not. Yeah. If you're looking in my direction.
No, I need to look at you because I'm talking to you, but I'm looking at Michael.
What was yesterday, boys? What
Wednesday.
Was yesterday?
Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, Tuesday then, I guess. Whoops.
I'll ask again.
I didn't think I would. Yeah.
What was...
Is if it's my inability to read a calendar, that's not fair.
The 9th of August.
It was the 9th of August. It was the, I don't know, Tuesday.
Why was, the 9th of August significant, boys? To me. Why?
To you.
The 9th of August. If I Google the 9th of August, will it come up?
No.
Then I have no idea. I'm actually
very specific to me.
We're coming up to a year from the Canberra lockdown.
No. Ooh, that's good.
No. Specific to me.
If it's your half birthday, we need to have I actually would like to get into. I would
I'm
like
31
to have,
years old.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It does not. It's not my half birthday. I'm not celebrating my half birthday.
I was going to say, because we should.
Interesting territory for you two to be in, though.
What, birthdays?
About birthdays. What was Jesus. Yesterday, boys?
If it's like one of the dogs' birthdays, who cares?
Yeah, actively don't care about the dog's birthday.
I don't. Dogs shouldn't have birthdays.
This is exactly what I was hoping would happen. You boys still, even with the clue of birthdays, can't get into your brains what this is about.
Once again, if this is like a family member of yours' birthday, the fact that you think it's my responsibility to be aware of when your family's birthdays are is incredible.
Ned, I'm not going to lie. I feel like we're getting pushed into a corner here and I'm starting
you
to get worried.
You are so close to the correct answer it's actually upsetting me more.
The problem is, Michael, with me being backed into a corner is I have the nuclear codes of Josh's life. So it's like it is kind of a mutual destruction thing where...
Go ahead, Josh.
Go on.
Let us know.
As an 8-year-old in my life.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's son, who's about to be a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Who requested the presence.
Yeah.
Of both of you at his birthday party on the weekend.
Yes, correct.
And yesterday was the date to RSVP to that birthday party.
Yeah.
Which I was informed last night by Carrie.
Yeah.
Neither of you have done.
Yeah. So, you know, remember...
Neither of you have RSVP'd through the formal channel to her son's birthday.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
Yeah. This is quite unfortunate.
No, it is quite unfortunate. It is quite unfortunate.
Clearly have forgotten the conversation we had after you gave me the invitation, where I was like, oh, fantastic. And he was like, you were talking to me about how he's excited that I was going to be there.
Yeah,
and then I was essentially like, the two things in this world that I'm good at are close-up magic and trampolining.
It's a trampolining
and so I'm going
party.
To be essentially the king of the children at this party.
Mm.
And then you said, great, I'll let Carrie know.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's an accusation that's been thrown around that I don't recall.
I am going to have to sever ties with you because I don't know what your excuse is. But
what's your excuse, Farrah?
I certainly let Josh know when
excuse?
I was handed it.
Yeah. Michael Farrah, what is
you
your
I'm happy
excuse?
To do it.
I can't confirm if I'll be conscious at 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
That's what I thought as well. What kind of psychopath has a birthday party?
A 9-year-old, guys. A 9-year-old.
I'm 27. 104.7. Josh, I have a pretty crazy story about a very famous person who wants to forget a very important part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Jackson, all right? You know who
Cigarette
he is?
Cigarette magnate.
Yeah, that's the one. Peter Jackson, maybe New Zealand's most famous director, but Taika Waititi.
Yeah,
the guy who directed all of the Lord of the Rings movies, the Hobbit movies. He directed King Kong.
Yes.
He's very, 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 very famous. Now, he obviously directed...
Does he want to forget King Kong?
No, everyone wants to forget King Kong.
No, I love King Kong. I'm actually a defender
really?
Of King Kong.
Yeah, I
enjoy the 2005 King Kong.
But that's all right. There's two weeks to run. He doesn't want to forget King Kong. It's very, very bizarre, but he actually wants to forget. He wanted to, not anymore, but he actually went to a professional hypnotist. I was going to say, it's not hypnosisist.
He's no gnosisist.
Yeah, hypnotist.
And just hypnotist.
He wanted to get hypnotized to completely forget making the Lord of the Rings movies.
Very, very, very interesting length to go to.
It's very, very
in
odd.
The mystic arts.
He won 17 Oscars for those movies.
Obviously, wow.
Not just him, but that series won 17 Oscars. It essentially launched Tourism New Zealand.
Yes.
They still include hobbits and stuff in some of their safety videos when you land in New Zealand.
Amazing to me that he would want to forget this. Why?
The reason he wants to forget it, and I actually fully understand it. If I was him, I would be in the exact same position. He was like, obviously the reason I made these movies is I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. I'm a massive J.R.R. Tolkien fan.
Yeah.
I never got to experience these movies as a fan. He's like, essentially it was my life for nearly a decade. For like 8 or 9 years, all I did was write, produce, direct, figure out problems, work around stuff to do with Lord of the Rings. He's like, I was the director, essentially the head of the project. There's not one part of the facet that I was not completely across.
You know, that's infuriating. And the worst part about this is, like, I guess when you're doing something creative, you make what you would like to see.
Yeah.
So imagine if he could watch those movies without knowing what was coming. He'd be like, God, this guy's nailing this.
This is exactly what I would do. When the hobbits are like jumping onto the raft that's crossing the river, he would see that and go, I remember when Elijah Wood had his cold that day and Sean Bean didn't want to come into set.
But as a fan, he could be like, look at them jumping.
Oh my God. He's like, I remember being miserable and having hypothermia filming this scene in the rain. Instead of that guy, like, oh, wow.
Okay, so if you could take one experience back in your life just so you could do it for the first time again, what would it be?
I don't know. Do you have one?
I would, if it was a movie, I'd watch The Dark Knight again without having ever seen it. The one with Heath Ledger.
There's a bunch of insular ones. Maybe like Back to the Future.
You'd like to watch Back to the Future without ever having seen it?
Part of the reason I love it so much is because it feels like home to me. It feels like a very comfort movie. So maybe
I'd watch The West Wing again without having watched it.
That TV show.
I love that TV show.
There's a movie called Prisoners I'd like to watch again for the very first time. That's pretty good. It's a good twist.
Yeah. So you do need to see it once you've seen that.
True Detective.
Yeah, there you go.
I need
caramel cheesecake. I'd go back to never having had that again.
I'd go back to having my first ever Macca's Freddo ice cream cake.
Oh yeah, beautiful. No, the caramel thing, you've misunderstood me. I'd go back to not having that again because it's that good that I don't need to know what
you
it tastes like.
You wouldn't taste it again.
It's slowly killing me. 104.7 with a song. That's 2 minutes, by the way.
Yep.
That's 2 minutes.
That's fine.
I was expecting an extra minute to be able to get some things sorted before we had to keep going. But
it sounds like you would like the same rule that my English teacher in grade 12 had that people have with songs as well, where it's like, got to have a minimum of 200 words, guys.
Yeah, minimum of 200 words.
Can't hand in an essay that's 150 words.
That song wouldn't cut it because it just repeats the same thing over and over again. Hey, you know what? It is 10 minutes past 6 of your Wednesday. We're heading for a top of 14 today. It's 0 degrees at the moment, but frosty reception to a Sydney bakery that has started charging 20 cents to do something that... Can I get you to just try and guess what this thing is? What do you think a bakery would charge 20 cents for that people would be like, well, that was always free, so what are you talking about?
The things that they already charge for, you get tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bag.
Well, a bag would be probably your 15 cents.
Yeah, I guess. But like a napkin or something, maybe?
They're charging for cutting a pork roll in half. So cutting a roll in half.
So instead of eating a sandwich in its entirety,
if you
want to
have two chunks of it.
Yeah, 20 cents for cutting it in half.
So I don't know whether they're charging for the time that it takes to cut the roll.
Yeah.
Or they're charging for the concept that you would maybe want to share the roll with someone. So they're like, if you're going to cost us another roll, we're going to charge you 20 cents.
This is another roll.
But turn this into a two-person meal and obviously undercutting ourselves with the chance to charge you for another whole roll, 20 cents.
As someone who worked in, hospitality or whatever, this would be so annoying for people who work there as well.
Yeah, to explain you're on the front line.
Oh, you're on the front line.
To everyone's hate and their outrage.
In a world where you really don't have to deal with shrapnel that much anymore.
Handling coins
and being like, it's an extra 20 cents and people being like, oh...
I only
budgeted for $4.50. I don't have $4.70.
I thought you meant people calling you a POS for doing this.
Absolutely.
Like just getting mad and raging
exactly
at you for doing
right
this.
As well.
It's the
manager's decision.
And then the staff have to cop
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is insanity.
Yeah.
Like this actually is crazy. And the only thing I can equate this to is when I go to a particular sandwich store, which prides itself on having artists of the sandwich.
Sure.
I'm not going to name it.
Yeah.
But when they start, some of the things they charge extra for and the amount they charge.
Yeah.
Like, They charge, I got charged for extra, for bacon, just to add bacon to something. It was around $2.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, is that Babe? Is that a famous pig that's now on my sandwich? Why would it be $2 to add bacon?
Yeah, but even they don't have the gall to be like, if you want to cut in half.
No, they cut it in half by default.
That's by default. They don't even give you the option. It has to be cut in half.
The bacon they put on as well, not sure.
Like, it's not great, it's incredibly thin bacon.
It's more like prosciutto. It's not bacon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's $2. It's actually fancy bacon, prosciutto.
Yeah. It's Italian bacon.
when you're all going to your small business this morning and you're thinking, where can we get a little bit of extra coin? Think about how long the customer perceives it taking you to do the thing you're about to charge
for. Oh, you're about to like, because then the second you start paying for something, you witness it happen. Yep. If I went into a coffee shop and they're like, if you want a lid, it's 50 cents. Mm. I'd be like, why?
If going through my pocket to find 20 cents takes longer than what you're charging me for 20 cents to
just go with a sandwich.
Think again. Yeah. Rethink your whole strategy.
Josh, there was something that caught my attention last Friday. You and I went to the basement, went to their emo night, which was...
Jeez, it was good.
So good. The basement night put on a fantastic event. You and I were down there listening to some fantastic music from early in our childhoods.
Yeah, a bit of high school iPod playlist shenanigans.
Some 41.
I think this song you're about to talk about, because I obviously had to get some stuff ready for it.
Yeah.
This is from definitely primary school for me. This is way back. This is way back.
Like 2004 style.
No, this is like 1999 style.
Well, this is it. I have such a skewed version of memory of when the music came out, because I just remember when I discovered it, and then that's when it came out. But yeah, most of these songs came out like before I was born.
You get into Spotify now, you're like, yeah, this Jimi Hendrix guy. Jesus, right? Oh, we've got some bad news for you, mate.
He's an up and coming artist. He's got some great stuff in his future. Anyway. The song that I heard was when I was getting a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I got super excited because the song that was getting played, it's like a good song. I enjoy it. It's whatever. It's a good gym song, I think.
It's a good gym song.
It's a really good gym song. It's a good song to like pump you up a little bit. But there's a part in it that makes me laugh every single time because the whole song's about like, don't mess with me. It's like, get out of my way.
Do you want to announce the songs just to make it?
The songs Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff.
So it's a good song to like get you in a hyped up mood or whatever.
Only for the going for a run, exactly, basically. That's the only thing it's good for.
That being said, there's this part in the song that's like, I don't know. Like I said before, the whole song's like leading up to like,
this is your favorite.
I'm cool. It's like, it's get out of the way or whatever. This one part, I don't know why he's decided to sing it in this voice, but it makes me laugh every single time.
Okay.
Here's the part.
Okay. Keep your distance, because
right now I'm dangerous. The right now I'm dangerous. If he just sung, because right now I'm dangerous, that would be fine. For whatever reason, on any given day in the 90s, Fred Durst went into a recording studio and decided, because right now I'm dangerous.
He doesn't say it like
that. He absolutely says it like that. Because right now I'm
dangerous. He doesn't say it like Eminem putting on a voice.
It's my favorite part of the song, and that song's a long song. It's like 5 minutes.
How is that your favorite part of a song that it also includes this?
One of us is about to lose our job, and it's not going to be me.
This is everyone's favorite part of that song.
Yeah, but this is like a good part of the song, but it's not my favorite part of the song. That will never not make me laugh. It's such a goofy part of such a serious, meant-to-be-serious song.
Well, I like this idea of, like, getting a song but only looking forward to just one part
of it. If you, every time a song comes on, you look forward to just hearing, like, a five-second part. Maybe it's just, like, a cymbal or, like, they play the drums kind of cool or a guitar bit cool or they sing a weird part cool. Get on the phone right now. Tell us what it is.
Producer Michael's in the studio. Do you have a song that there's a part of it you wait for the whole song to listen to?
Thankfully it happens multiple times in the song, so it makes it even more enjoyable. But in Voodoo Child by the Rogue Traders,
classic.
When Nat Bass goes, here come the drums.
Oh.
Here come the
drums, here come the drums. Yeah, that's good gear.
That is fantastic. It is pretty sick. I don't think Limp Bizkit and the Rogue Traders have been played that close together ever, but
that. Yes, yeah, that's good. That Basil and Fred Durst don't have a lot in common.
Mine is very, it's a very much a quick little moment.
Right, okay.
And I look forward, and it's a 6-minute song. So I look forward to this little quick moment in a 6-minute song. It's Travis Scott's Sicko Mode, and I look forward to when they go, it's lit.
Yeah, when Travis does his little ad lib of
it's lit. Have a listen. It's absolute. Yeah, I'm back with boo. I wait the whole song for that.
131060, get on the phone. Let us know if there's a part of a song that the second it comes on, you just look forward to like 2 seconds of it. Yep. We'll play it for you right now. We'll edit it up.
Don't waste producer Michael's time because I'll tell you what. Keep your distance,
right now I'm dangerous.
The man is dangerous. Ned, a bit of a sad day in the news of confectionery in Australia.
Lollies.
Apparently the news has come through that the Starburst range, the entire Starburst range, a spokesman for Mars Wrigley, the company that makes it, has said that they will no longer be selling Starbursts in Australia.
Pretty upsetting. Goodbye. If you're a big fan of Starbursts.
To fruit chews, gummies, little babies, lollipops, jelly beans, gummy bursts.
Yep.
All the Starburst family of lollies.
Mm-hmm. No more.
Gone Starbust.
So bad.
Starburst has gone Starbust.
Pretty good.
Thank you. I would have thought that would have been a great headline.
Yeah. I know you do think that.
Yeah. Can I just quickly say this doesn't surprise me at all?
Why? Why? Because you said you had a solution for them, which is too little too late, unfortunately.
I have a perfect solution for them, and it's actually got to do with their products. And I wish they'd come to me.
Okay.
Because I'm a very, very big fan of fruit chews, the Starburst fruit chews. They used to be my
squares.
They used to be my go-to at the movies sneak-in snack from Woolies.
It's like pretty easy to sneak in.
I used to sneak that into the cinemas, and I would enjoy the fruit chews during the movie. And I always thought to myself, you know what? There's one thing wrong with these products. Why on earth are they individually wrapped with the most annoying little corners and the stupidest wrapping?
Yeah.
I think I've eaten more Starburst fruit chews paper than I've eaten Starburst fruit chews.
Yeah, there was a point in my life where because I'm not a massive lolly fan, but I definitely went through a Starburst phase. And there was a phase where I just was like, eh, whatever. And I wouldn't even attempt to unwrap them.
You just eat the paper.
And I just eat it.
Like someone eating a banana skin.
Yep, correct.
Can I please get producer Michael on the microphone? He seems outraged at everything he's hearing. And it's good because I didn't want to hear from Ned a lot because I know you're not a Lollies fan.
Yeah.
First and foremost, is that the most insane thing you've ever heard, Michael?
You're okay. Fine. Yeah, you're okay as a child.
Eating a lot of paper.
It's thin paper. You chew in, it goes in. And it's like chewing gum. You just chew it until you can't taste the paper anymore.
Okay, but Ned, I don't need you for this part because you're not a Lollies fan.
I can't speak on it.
Great to know you were enjoying fruit chews.
I did like Starburst. That's
Michael,
quite upsetting.
Do you think that my idea, which is basically what the hell are you doing with the paper, just put the fruit chews in the packet without me having to unwrap every single one, would have single-handedly saved Starburst in Australia?
A little from column A, a little from column B, and yes and no.
Yeah.
Because the actual fruit chews, they're so sticky.
Oh, so you're able to
stick together. So while I was in the UK, they have a packet of Skittles there called shell-less Skittles, where that crispy shell is gone. It is literally just the chewy side, which is essentially bite-sized fruit chews. The second they're not at a cool temperature, they all just clump together into one giant ball.
Starburst were always destined to go Starbust then, apparently.
Because
I stopped buying the fruit chews because of how annoying I found the paper.
It got very, very bad.
The tiny little squares, the way they were folded up.
Cleanly.
I was like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. Why? Why? You could have gone, actually, all right, innovation number two.
Okay.
The packets that have the little individually wrapped, but we wrap them Minty's fantail style.
So you just peel the side of them off and they fall out. Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a bit better.
That would have been better.
All right,
Also, probably not a good idea to make red ones cherry and not raspberry or something. That was so foul.
Yeah, it was a bit confusing.
They could have had both.
Could have had both.
So cherry is great.
Nah, cherry's average.
As not a lolly fan, I don't think you get a seat.
I don't think my opinion carries much weight, to be honest.
Quick. Back to the Minty's wrapper idea. Would it save Starburst?
I doubt it.
I don't think that was the call.
I don't know if Starburst is as popular as they've been.
The fruit chews were great.
The fruit chews were great, but I feel like they were at 2005.
Yeah. Right, well, let's just whack, Wonka on that instead and bring the fruit chews back with Minty wrappers.
He just comes back and goes, hey, guess what, guys? I've got Star Bliss.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's do it. producer Michael joining us in the studio this morning.
Hello.
Hello. Are we doing present day this week, gentlemen?
I was under the impression we were.
Okay, so if you're just welcoming yourself into the show for the first time, hello. Thank you for being here.
What's up?
Present day is a solution to all of the crappy news of the present day.
Yeah.
What we basically decided that it would be a good idea for a group of friends, ideally 3 to 4, to arrange a day of the week where they buy each other presents.
Exactly right. It can, what was the price range? Was between
$10 and $15.
More than $10, less than $15.
I'm going to put it down to, I think we just go with a price range of between $10 and $20.
Yeah, $10 and $20 is a little bit more of a wiggle room.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, this can all be classified as a work tax deduction, can't it?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
I don't know if they'd see it that way.
I think we could make a case.
Well, are we doing it this week because present day is meant to be tomorrow and no one's spoken about it at all this week?
How much fanfare do you want every single week?
No, I just like to know whether it's happening.
It is happening. It was in my mind.
So much so that it's happening that I actually have mine done yesterday.
Wow.
Because I have no time to do the shopping today.
Wow.
Oh, so,
okay. What are you just... A bit busy, are you?
I'm a bit busy. Yeah. I'm allowed to be busy.
Flex.
I'm a busy guy.
He's got a big schedule.
It's not a flex.
It's
just
nice
shows
of you
how
to fit us in today, Michael.
Well, you and I are losers. It's not a flex that he has something on after the
show on Wednesday.
I'm not going home and eating and sleeping all afternoon, guys.
Let's be clear. That is like 99% of
my day. Good. Then that means you have 5% on more than I do.
So that's good news because I didn't know whether or not everybody thought last week's present day was a runaway success. So that's fantastic. Fantastic news that everyone's considering ponying up for week 2.
I consider it a success, but I will say that the presents that I got from you, the two of you, were just at my house, and my parents, my mum and my two sisters came over, and they were both like, what do you got this crap around for?
Have you not set up the sunset lamp?
No, I have now.
Does it work?
Yes, it does work.
Is it very
good?
Cool?
It is good. I like it.
Why didn't you send me a picture of you using it?
I don't know, actually. I did think that the other day. I'm like, it's weird that I haven't sent Josh a message of it. It's because it doesn't get good until about 8 o'clock, and by then I'm just like, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to bother anyone.
Yeah,
essentially, as I said, don't have much on.
Have you used your little tripod thing that I got you last week?
I haven't used the tripod thing yet, but I will, and that snuggle scarf that Ned got me.
I have seen Michael use
tremendous.
That. Yeah, I love it. I know you haven't used the thing I got you because.
I haven't used either of the things you got me.
Because I know that you haven't used it because on the way after the show, when we were walking out of the studio, I said, yeah, I really like the gift I got you, and you try to give it back to me.
Hey, I don't want it.
Great. Sick.
This is why
so
I wanted
present
to,
day tomorrow? Maybe it shouldn't be.
No, this is why I wanted to ask about it because I'm probably the only one that was like, oh, yeah, okay. I mean, I love
the
game Michael got me. I haven't had a board game night yet, so I haven't used it.
Yeah.
But, that's a future investment. Yeah.
You two both got use out of your presents.
Yeah.
And I...
Well, use is a very... Using that very liberally, I have plenty of lights in my house that work far better than the sunset lamp.
To be fair, I got something for you as a future investment for you, Josh, last week.
Yeah.
Whereas this week, I've got something that's a future investment for Ned.
Ah, wow. Fantastic. So I'm going to look forward to instant gratification.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I got confused. I thought you thought Josh's present was the betterment of me. Like Josh is going to get makeup and make himself a little pretty in the morning, so I can like come in here and go like, oh, look at him.
Present day is meant to make you feel good.
Yeah, we're not in present day.
No.
Presentation tomorrow, so
damn it. All right, let's find out.
Yeah,
let's
see
who ponies up with the best present tomorrow.
Josh, there is a town in Britain who is trying to reinvent the road safety game.
Well, not reinvent. There is a town in Britain who is trying, or that is
that
trying.
Is trying, or
that
who is trying?
Yeah, that is.
I said who is trying.
You said who is. Like
I guess
the town
who
was a
is
person.
Or that. Yeah, I guess it's more like a collective
that,
people that is trying to combat. Well, I know. I guess not combat road safety. They're trying to improve road
improve
safety.
Improve it.
Yeah, they're not trying to work against it.
Jeez, we got to get this death toll up. That's probably not what they're saying.
No. They're trying. I guess anything because the decision that they've come up with is something from nightmares. There's bollards all down these roads, just I guess to keep pedestrians safe if anyone comes off the road. It's just a little bit of extra safety on the road. And in this town, they've decided that the bollards aren't enough.
Okay.
They're there, they're keeping people safe, but they're not, I guess, standing out enough or not making people realize that they're meant to drive slower to keep people safe.
Spikes to the top of them? You said it's straight out of a horror movie.
Didn't add spikes. Have decided to make them children. And not actual children, but they've gotten bollards made to look like school kids, painted them so they look exactly like school kids, given them the most terrifying, unblinking wide eyes with two tiny little black pupils in the middle.
Oh, God.
So they look like they're possessed by demons. If you were driving down the street
Can you show me a photo of this bollard?
If you were driving down the street at night
terrifying.
And you saw this... you would be inclined to hit it.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. It's like a zombie.
It looks like a zombie. It looks like a chess piece. Here's another one. There's another.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
There's just children all along these roads. Like the children
of the uniform. They look like the children of the corn.
They do.
Like,
they look like we know your secrets. I hate this so much.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
That it would, I guess, improve road safety because I'd never use the road.
Yeah.
I would rather fly to work than drive past these bollards.
It's also going to increase pedestrian safety. And I'll tell you why, because no one's going to go for a walk.
Exactly.
Like, if you have to walk past that, yes. I'm glad I would be in a car. If I was going past that, I'm like, I can get past these children of the corn statues as quickly as I can.
The council has essentially like gotten together and they're like, how do we make it more safe out on the roads? Mm. Let's just keep everyone inside all the time because they're terrified of the nightmares that are outside their front door.
Our little sentient concrete zombies. Can they see your secrets? Can they read your thoughts? Who knows?
If we make people too terrified to go outside, then no one's going to be affected by road safety.
They just pipe this through the speakers on the streetlights.
Honestly, did it get me to stop going outside?
Welcome
Perfect.
To our town.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the answer.
Yeah.
Josh, family lives in Adelaide, well, South Australia, near Adelaide, and they're having a little bit of a trouble with their chickens at the moment. Now, I get on owning chickens. Do they pop out an egg, like, every day?
Chickens?
Yeah. Because if that was the case, look, I'd probably sound like an idiot.
Yeah, they do, usually.
That's pretty impressive.
Daily. My mum, we've got chickens, and mum was angry the other day because the chickens are a bit spooked by a fox that's around their pen at the moment.
Yeah.
And they've stopped laying. She was like, I had to go to the shop and get an egg.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Try to put yourself in there.
Oh, they're constantly worried about being eaten. They're trying to worry about being eaten.
It's like, imagine if at your house there was the threat of you being taken by a Tyrannosaurus Rex that was four times the size of you, and there's nothing you could do about
consumed.
It. And you would be consumed in front of your friends and
alive.
Family, and there's nothing that you could do about that.
I feel bad.
That would also put me on edge.
I feel bad for the chickens in that
scenario. I wouldn't want to go to work if that was my situation.
I wouldn't want to bring new life into that world.
Exactly.
Because that's kind of what the chickens have on the table, isn't it? It's like, do we want to make another chicken? Not in this chaos.
I can understand them living in a hostile environment, but the chickens actually aren't being bothered by a fox in this situation, like your mum's chickens. They're being bothered by another animal. An animal that doesn't want to eat them at all. He just wants somewhere to live and somewhere to sleep and somewhere to have a nice cozy home, which is honestly a chicken coop. That is that exact thing.
That is good.
A wombat has walked in, caused an absolute ruckus in the hen house.
Yeah.
They've all been like, what the hell is this thing? Let's get the hell out of here. The people who own this farm are saying they're struggling to get the wombat out because he's, A, so heavy.
Yeah.
It's also really hard to get into the chicken coop because it's built for chickens, not for people. So this wombat's crawled in and essentially like, this is my house.
Taking up residency, guys.
They've had to build a new chicken coop.
Yeah, good.
Because they can't get this wombat out. When he does come out, he just comes straight back in and they can't keep him out of it.
I love this, and I love that they've gone with the solution I would go with.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, now we need a new home for the chickens because we have wombats and chickens now.
Yeah, these 20 chickens need to be rehomed because one pesky wombat just can't
move.
That's
brilliant. Yeah. I actually love that because wombats, you know, too often you see them on the side of the road. This wombat's going to be safe as houses. Well, safe as chicken houses.
And I'm looking at a photo of him. He's like covered in, like, because obviously chicken coops are filled with hay, so they stay warm.
It.
He's just like cozied up in hay. It's probably the comfiest wombat that's ever existed.
Yeah, that is tremendous.
They usually live in holes in the ground.
Tremendous news, in my opinion. And the chickens aren't displaced, and that's great.
Well,
everyone's
they were
happy.
Mildly annoyed. I mean, unless they liked the old chicken coop more than the new
this
one.
This article's probably not going to show you this, but is there a photo of the old and the new chicken coop?
There's not an old and the new, but
I
would imagine
the only risk now is the wombat decides he likes the new one more and waddles over there. And then I guess you just move the chickens back to the other one.
Yeah, that's it. They just have to be very transient in the wombat. Where the wombat goes, the wombat gets to go. I would love for anyone to get on 131060 and let us know just about anything. No, let us know, what did you have claimed by an animal?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't know, did some chickens just get into your backyard and then your cat and dog weren't allowed outside anymore because the chickens owned the backyard?
131060, this is fascinating, actually. What at your house has an animal just claimed?
Yeah, maybe it's your dog, maybe it's like your side of the bed or whatever, but I just liked...
There's a chair at my parents' house that the cat sits on. It's the cat's chair.
Yeah.
And if I go home to visit and I try and sit on that chair...
He doesn't like it.
Mum's, it's under the guise of I'll get cat fur all over me, but it's actually... I know Mum is telling me because she doesn't want the cat to...
Be annoyed.
Sad.
Yeah. I just think the concept of making accommodations for pets is hilarious. Yeah. It's like, we don't want to upset the tendencies of this cat.
Yeah.
What? It'll just go,
and then go off. Placating the cat by lying to me. Yeah, in a social setting. Oh, it's about the food. Yeah. No, it's not, Mum. No, it's not.
That's it. She's willing to upset the person who can, like, express their thoughts in a meaningful way. But the thing that's like...
Weird little dance we're doing. Yeah. Weird little dance
that
we're doing.
That gets the preference.
You love the cat more than me. Just say it.
301060, get on the phone. What is an animal claim from you?
We want to know, what has an animal claimed at your house?
Yeah, just, I mean, maybe it got in the backyard, maybe it was one of your pets, whatever. What did you just have to make an accommodation for a pet or an animal?
Island from Belconnen's on the line. How are you, Island?
Hi, good, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, great. Thank you. Now, what's happened with an animal just taking something that isn't theirs at your place?
Yeah, so I had a Siberian Husky at some point, and he was only a couple months old, and when we were first bringing him home, I gave him this fuzzy jumper that I had, and it was my school jumper, and I tried to take it after a couple hours again because I was going to go to school the next day, and my mum had to wash it, but he just would not give it back. Because he loved the jumper so much.
Right.
How'd you go? Did you just let the jumper be his from that point on?
Yeah.
Were you upset, Aylin? Was it a favourite jumper? Or was it because it was a school jumper? You were kind of like, oh, well, now I don't have to wear a school jumper anymore.
Yeah, it was... my school colours are red and yellow, but it was a bit more purple, but... It was fluffy, so of course I loved
it. Cool jumper. Cool jumper, Island. Last question for you, because this is, I think, a crucial matter.
Yeah.
Did you have the husky lying on the jumper, or did you put the jumper on the husky?
No, he was lying.
Yeah, okay, very good. There he was a couple of months old. Yeah. He probably's not filling out a
jumper
yet. He's not
going to fit in a little jumper. Yeah, that would have been adorable.
But we're giving up human clothes that have no purpose for dogs.
Yeah, just enjoy it as a bit of a rug.
Yeah, that's it.
Just good stuff.
Enjoy it as a mat.
Beth from Canberra, did you have an animal claim something at your house?
It was a friend of mine. She lived in an apartment and she had her bike on the balcony and a bird decided to nest in the basket.
So, usually they're mostly made out of wicker as well. So that's actually a pretty good place to build a nest.
You know what I love about this? This is the laziest bird on earth.
Yeah,
it's gone, half the work's done for me. I'm just going to take up residence here.
It's just throwing, it's like, I'll throw some sticks in there. It'll be right, whatever.
Do we go all the way to having the baby birds in the basket?
Yes, she did. So she had to wait to use the bike after it, they'd all left the nest.
Oh, wow, that's a long turnaround. What? I wouldn't have waited. I would have just rode around like our little ETs.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.